Reformed Church.
You know, I just wanted to point out one thing. I think it was last Sunday, I was basically just talking about how we're not blessed by our giving, and that's typical. In fact, I don't know of a church that doesn't teach that you're blessed by your giving. And again, a lot of good churches too, but I'm not saying that particular portion is favorable. That there are a lot of great churches, but they're still under the impression that when we give, that we get a blessing from God when we give. People will say, there's a host of different things people say. People even talk about obedience to God. There's a blessing in obedience. And they're talking about, you know, our actions, when we obey God with our actions. And when it comes to giving as well, there's the tithe, and when you bring your tithe into the storehouse and all that kind of stuff. But I think it was last Sunday, one thing I was just explaining was that it's just the difference between Old Testament giving and New Testament giving. And there's a huge difference between the two. And one of those differences is that in the Old Testament, if you did anything, if you could keep the whole law in the Old Testament, you would be blessed and you would be called righteous. Now, that never happened. But in the New Testament, there's still the concept of giving still exists. And there's a necessity for that. But it's for a different purpose now. We're not doing it to get blessed by God. We receive blessing from God through putting faith in Jesus the same way that we got saved. Again, Colossians 2:6 makes it real clear that we live the same way that we got saved initially. But I just want to read you one scripture, and I'll let Pastor Jose come up here. But Galatians 3 is a real easy thing to show the difference between doing things by works of the law or by the new covenant way. And if I were to just to go to, let's see, even in verse 3, I guess, you know what, just to cut time down, maybe just verse 5. It says that he that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you. Now, this is just talking about miracles in general. It's not talking about healing miracles in particular. It's talking about God working his power in your life. The word miracle there actually just means work of power. So if you want to see God's miracle working power in your finances, your average person will say that you need to give something in order to get that. Now, giving is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that God will produce through you, but it's not something you do to get blessing from God. It's something you do because you're blessed by God. It's just a completely different motivation in the New Testament. And it says that here, that God ministers the Spirit to you. That's talking about him manifesting through you, and he works miracles among you. It says, does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And those are not the same thing. People will even say when they typically teach giving and they teach that there's blessing with it, from God toward you, they'll typically say, well, it's not about the giving. It's a show of trust in God. And, you know, I'm not saying people are deliberately trying to be sneaky with you or anything. They're doing it, I'm sure, many people with pure motives. But I'm just saying, though, that you did not have to do that to get saved. You didn't have to do a work of faith to get saved. You just had to believe. Works will always follow. James talks about that. But they follow as a result. You don't receive by the works that follow, you receive by the faith itself. And so when you believe in Jesus, everything that God ever wants to do in your life is going to be received by faith, or as he says here, the hearing of faith, and that is just good enough. We don't have to say, you know, even when we invite people to get saved, you want to pray with someone to get saved, you don't say, well, you need to believe in Jesus, but you also do need to do some works to show that you really do believe in Jesus before you'll get saved. The New Testament church wouldn't say that. We teach that you believe in Jesus, you get saved, you receive first, and then afterwards the works follow. And that's how receiving, when it comes to your finances, work as well. You believe God, you receive blessing on your finances, and then works and generosity also come along with that afterwards. But one real quick thing, this is Galatians 3:5 that just basically says we receive from God not by our own works of the law. Giving is a work of the law. Giving is a work. And it's, and you don't receive by that, but you receive by the hearing of faith. And then the last thing I'll just read to you, and that's that, is verse, let's see, verse 8 for the sake of time. It says that all, it says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, the Gentiles through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. And in verse 9, so then they which are of faith are blessed with faithful, or believing Abraham, is really what that's talking about. You could read verses 1 through 8 to get a bigger picture of this than what I'm sharing right now. But he makes it very clear that he uses Abraham as an example to say that we're blessed by faith, not by works that come through faith, because works will come by faith, but you're not blessed by those works. Giving is a work that will be produced when you believe the Lord. If you're not a generous person, it's because we lack knowledge of Jesus. That's always what it is. If we understood Jesus correctly, it would make you a generous person. So I'm not saying that's not true, but you're not blessed by the things you give at church. even though that's a good work that will follow. He says that those that are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. The same way that Abraham was blessed and made righteous by faith, likewise us as well. And then he goes on in verse 10, just the next verse, for as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. Basically, what he's just trying to say here, and I'll stop here, he's just saying with that verse, you know what? Even under the law, this is not a current reality, but even under the law, which is, includes Malachi that talks about the tithe, even under the law, he says there, he's saying that if you were to operate by the law and want to be blessed by God by your works, because a lot of Christians, that's really what they're doing. If there's a work attached to your blessing, you're receiving by your works. There's no way to get around that. And he's saying if you really wanted to approach God by your works, he's like, let's look at the law. And it says, as many as are of the works of the law, meaning in the past, that past covenant, he says, are under a curse, meaning nobody could ever be blessed by God. Sure, there would be a blessing if you could give enough, tithe enough, keep the rest of the law along with it, but no person could ever do that. So he's just very simply saying, you receive by faith in what Jesus did, he did enough, you believe it, you get blessing from God. If you really wanted to approach God by your works, it's just great to look back at the law, the Old Testament, and see what that looked like, and that's what he's describing for us here. We would actually be cursed. And thank God God's not doing that today. Jesus fulfilled that for us. But let's say Jesus didn't come. If you really, and this is strong, okay? But if you really wanted to be blessed by God by your tithe, God would have to hold you accountable, and thank God he's not, but he would have to hold you accountable to all your works. You can't just say, well, just bless me for this work, and I'll mess everything else up in my life. I'll think lustful thoughts. You know, I'll be greedy over here. But just bless me for my giving, because I tithe 10%. You can't do that. You have to keep the whole law. If you offend in one point, you're guilty of the whole law. So if you really wanted to approach God and be blessed by your giving, called a show of trust in God or not, God would have to hold you accountable for all your works, and you would be under a curse today. And your giving, even if you gave 10%, would be accounted as if you hadn't given anything, because you have broken the law in so many other ways. So thank God that's not what we operate under, but people are really playing a dangerous game when they talk about receiving by works, because you know what? When you lean on your works instead of Jesus, you're actually hindering your receiving from God rather than helping it. If you want to be helped in your receiving from God, just let Jesus be enough and believe what he did. It's just super important for us to do that, and I will leave it at that. I'll hand it over to Pastor Jose.
Yes, you know what? Everything that Pastor Mike was sharing there, just very, very good. You know, there was so much that the Lord had to do in order to be able to give us the freedom and the liberty that we have today, you know, and I know it seems, you know, it seems sometimes harsh, you know, when things that have been held by the church for so many years, I mean, tithing is something very ingrained in the church, right? And actually, Pastor Mike even shared last time, I was talking years ago, to a pastor, and I was just talking to him about the very things that Pastor Mike was just talking to you about, and just sharing about how giving, you know, is something that we do, you know, by free will. It's not something that we should be talking to our congregations about, like, you know, you have to give 10%, like God requires you to give 10% of your income and all this stuff. And it's funny, you know, I don't remember how the whole conversation went, but I do remember a comment that he made at the end. He said, I know that. But the only thing is, if you teach people, right, not to tithe, he says, then they won't give. So basically what he was kind of saying with that is, out of fear of not being able to pay the church bills, out of fear of people stopping to give, if you don't hold it over their head, people would stop giving, so supposedly, right? And you know what, you kind of understand where that comes from, right? But obviously, right, you don't teach something out of fear of the decisions that people might make, right, based on what you're teaching. You just teach the truth, and it's up to people individually to do what they're going to do with the truth. And obviously, we have found in this church, you know, people, it's actually the opposite, right? People have become even better givers, right? When you leave it up to the Spirit of God to deal with people as they grow in the gospel, right, they end up giving more, right? So it's just, you know, it's a cool thing to be able to understand, always to go back, even when we were praying during worship, that, you know, there are so many things that you can hear, but it doesn't have to be confusing Like, how do you know what's true, Pastor Jose? Like, how do you know what is right and what is wrong? And the Lord has given us kind of like a measure, right, which is his own son. So it's so simple to understand what is right and what's not right. If what you're hearing is about being blessed, about anything, about freedom, about liberty, if any of that is based on Jesus Christ and him crucified, what he accomplished on the cross, and the glory that he shared with us afterwards, then you know that it's right, right? If it's based on what the Lord has today, what is his, right? In as he's seated at the right hand of the Father, right? The inheritance that his is his, what he possesses. If it's based on that, then you know that it's true. If somebody's telling you something that is based on something that you have to do and not something that he's done, then you know that it's wrong, right? Because the Lord did not send his only son, right, and condemn our own sin in his body so that we could come here years later in 2025 and be thinking that the only way that we can be accepted by God is if we do something. You know, I'm going to tell you this. There are people that suffer in this world from all types of things. I mean, everyone without Jesus is suffering needlessly, right? And everyone, even with Jesus, that is suffering, obviously, is suffering without needing to suffer, right? But people are suffering from so, so many things. People sometimes suffer silently, right? They don't even tell anyone what's going on in their life. They don't even tell anyone how the things that they're doing, they don't even want to do, right? That they feel like that I want to stop doing this. I want to live like this anymore. And then they revert always back to doing the same thing over and over again, right? But people, you know, whenever you teach something like that, that people have to do something in order to receive something from God, you make people feel like, you know, like, there's nothing for me to give. I'm just a dirty person. I just have the wrong thoughts. I do the wrong things. I act the wrong way. You know, how could ever God love me? And you push people away because they'll never feel qualified to come to God. But when you tell people the truth, that Romans 3 said that there were none that were good, no, not even one, right? There's no such thing as an individual that has ever been qualified enough to be able to come to God, right? That none of us could have done that. I mean, just like Pastor Mike was just sharing, the law was given so that people would understand you can't do it, right? In other words, it was given to the Jewish nation because the Jewish nation wanted to live by their works. And the Lord said, okay, you want to live by your works? Then keep all this. Right? It wasn't given so that we try to keep it. It was given to them to lead them to Christ. In other words, when somebody gives you a standard and you see that you can't live up to it, and then they say, but if you have faith and you believe in Christ, right, then I'll make you righteous. In other words, that's why it's called the gift of righteousness, right? It's something that we receive as a gift. It's not something that you earn because you can't, right? You can't be justified by keeping the law, right? Actually, it says that it is impossible, that it should be clear to us that by the works of the law, no man can be justified, right? No one can be justified.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.